I'm good, thanks. How are you, Brett?
I'm doing very well. So how do the Steelers look thus far?
Well, you know, it's early in preseason. The Steelers, I think at this point in time, they're pleased with their draft class. The young guys, Jarvis Jones, the first-round pick and outside linebacker out of Georgia, he's going to compete for the spot vacated by James Harrison. Second-round pick Le'Veon Bell, he did not play in the Saturday night game against the New York Giants, the Steelers' first preseason game, because a little bit of soreness in his left knee. But early returns suggest that Le'Veon Bell is going to be the guy who wins the starting running back job. And then from there, they got a guy in the third round, a wide receiver who they like, Marcus Wheaton, and on down the list. It's a team that, if they're starting 22, stays healthy, and I think we can generally say this about most teams in the NFL, they feel like they're going to be very competitive, but they need some of these young guys to contribute pretty soon, and it looks like maybe they will.
You know, I don't know if too many Steeler fans were, you know, down on the Plaxico Burress injury. I don't know what he was being counted on for, but when you combine that with Mike Wallace, how bad is that receiving core now, if at all?
I think, you know, Plex wasn't guaranteed a roster spot. He was going to compete for the fifth receiver job behind the starters Antonio Brown and Manny Sanders and Jericho Cotchery and Marcus Wheaton, the third-round pick. So what he did have is a familiarity with the organization. He's a guy who's liked by the organization, particularly by Ben. Ben likes to have a big target to go to in the red zone. So I think probably if Plex stayed healthy, he probably would have made the roster. He had surgery today. I'm sure he's going to go on the injured reserve. So that's going to open up the job for a variety of different guys to compete as a fifth receiver and a return guy. The place where the Steelers are having an issue is tight end. Their starting tight end, Heath Miller, tore his ACL, MCL at the end of last season. He's not off the pup list yet. But their backup tight end, Matt Spates, just had Liz Frank surgery the other day. He was signed as a free agent, so he's out 8 to 10 weeks. The third tight end, David Johnson, is on the pup list as well. So there's only one returning guy, David Paulson. He is more of a receiving tight end rather than a blocker. So if you're going to look on the offensive side of the ball where there's an issue, that's where it is.
And what about the offensive line? It's been battered the last few years, and therefore Ben Roethlisberger has been battered. Where's this offensive line right now? I know there's been a lot of movement over the last few years.
Yeah, they've used a lot of high draft picks for guys, and if they all stay healthy, they get a high pedigree line. They've got a new zone blocking scheme they're instituting this year with their new offensive line coach, Jack McNeil Jr. So expectations are high, but I'll tell you, and you may know this in Baltimore as well, Brett, there is zero depth behind the Steelers starters. They've got a guy in Kelvin Beachum who right now is probably the backup at all five positions. And beyond that, what we saw Saturday night was not encouraging. I would expect the Steelers to be looking at the waiver wire when guys go down to the last cuts, because they don't have a lot of guys in camp who look like they can get it done right now.
Covering the Steelers, David Todd with us here on WBAL. And David, Ben Roethlisberger entering what? You're number 10 in Pittsburgh. Hard to imagine there's been a quarterback hit more than Roethlisberger over the last 5 years. Partly that's just his style of football, his toughness, and what makes him great. But wondering now, if you look at the games missed the last few years, is this towards the end here for Ben Roethlisberger, or do you think he's someone who can last like a Marino Elway and that group of elite quarterbacks who hang around and more of the traditional pocket quarterbacks?
That's a good question, Brad. I think that the expectation around Pittsburgh, and certainly Ben's expectation, is he's got 6-8 years left. I would think the Steelers are going to extend him next year. He'll have a year left on his contract. He's a guy who's a big, strong guy. He doesn't seem to have any kind of noticeable effects from the wear and tear he's taken over the years. You're right, he's taken hits. It is based largely on his style of play, but he says he feels great in camp. He had a minor procedure in May or June on his knee, but he hasn't missed any practice time. You know, he is a guy, he's going to have to, the Steelers are very aware of this issue, and they've done things both offensively and in drafting offensive linemen to address it. He's going to have to do some of it himself to not put himself in harm's way. But barring a really serious injury, Ben looks as good as he's ever looked, and he played as well as he's ever played the first half of last season before suffering kind of a freak injury to his ribs. So we'll always see how that goes, and some of that is luck at the quarterback position, staying healthy. But, yeah, I think Ben is the long-term guy in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's interesting. Statistically speaking, last year is one of his best years ever, which is amazing. And it's not that he misses a ton of games. Last year he had played in 13, year before 15, year before 12, year before 15. But you've seen him hobble around out there even when he's in the game. It's not been at 100%. The reality is, though, over the last three seasons, he's missed, what, six, seven games? And whether you make the playoffs or not, it's based on those seven games.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, Ben, he got hurt in the Kansas City game, a Sunday or Monday night game in Pittsburgh, missed the next three. And the reality is when he came back, he really didn't play as well. He just wasn't as crisp, threw some big interceptions, and the Steelers didn't score a lot of points offensively. So, Steeler fans hope that he's the Ben that they saw in the first half of the season. There's no reason to think, from what I've seen in practice on generally a daily basis, that he won't be able to come back at full strength. But, yeah, you hope that a guy starts 16 games because, we do see generally Brady and Manning and Aaron Rodgers are in there for all the starts. And it's a tough AFC North. And, this year, just like every other, if you lose one or two games, that could be the difference between sitting at home in December and January or continuing on a playoff run.
All right, 8-8 last year, David. What are the expectations this year? I'm sure they're high as always.
They are. I think that some of the national media have kind of written the Steelers as off as an aging team that is a rebuilding process. I don't think certainly won't get anybody in the Steelers organization to talk that way. I think they feel like they got a franchise defense. Their offense is actually very young, but pedigrees are high. On defense, they got some questions of guys staying healthy. You've got a lot of starters over 30 and Kiesel and Larry Foote and three guys in the secondary and Troy and Ryan Clark and Ike Taylor. So those guys need to stay healthy. But if the Steelers can keep those guys on the field, I think the thought is that their best 22 is as good as anybody's. And, double-digit wins in the playoffs is the expectation as usual.
It's amazing, David, every year, and you can go back to how many years of Pittsburgh Steeler football where it's like this, and they may transition out a guy or two, and the Ravens are very similar to this. But then you think, James Harrison's gone, and then you look at the depth chart, and the same old names are there. Timmons and Woodley and Hood and Kiesel and Polamalu, and it really everything's changed but nothing much.
Yeah, that's it. And the Steelers have been pretty good about getting rid of guys at the right time, if anything, a year early rather than a year late. And while that sometimes is disappointing to fans and causes some rancor in an organization, that's probably the better method. And, certainly it's following the Steelers, you pay attention to what the Ravens do and have done. And Ozzie's just done a fantastic job of restocking that defense this year. And I know the expectation of Pittsburgh, my expectation and a lot of Steeler fans' expectation is maybe that defense is even better this year. So rest assured, people are feeling good about the team right now, and they've got the two dates with Baltimore circled, as always.
As always, I wouldn't want it any other way. And finally, David, I know everyone's hot on the Steelers right now. It is August. We're heading into the second preseason game, but I know they're fired up about their Bucs right now in the Steel City.
Absolutely. For the skeptical, it's right about in the last year, just went dramatically south. So even though the playoff odds look like 97-99%, depending on which sabermetrically inclined site you look at, people in Pittsburgh are excited about it. They got a big three-game series starting with the Cardinals tomorrow night. So it's very difficult to get the Steelers off the front page preseason starts, but the Pirates are doing a good job of that.
David Todd from WDVE ESPN Radio in the Steel City. David, thank you so much. We'll catch up down the road.
Hey, Ben, thanks for your time. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to David Todd as we complete our AFC North preview. Steelers, pretty fascinating team. At the end of the day, the Ravens, Bengals can do whatever they want. The Browns can hire a new coach every year, which they basically do. But is there anything better than Steelers week, home and away? Is there anything? Not much, if there is. And the Ravens match up all offseason long and through the draft. How does this guy help us beat the Steelers? It's a very special and very different pro sports rivalry. You just don't get it anywhere else. Happy we have it here in Baltimore. 410-467-WBAL. We'll come back with more next on Sportsline.